reading calendar. This is the 11th of September. Time is roughly 4 p.m. And our small little group is gathered to visit with you.
Well, I'm finding it quite entertaining.
I'll bet you do.
Norma and I spent a lot of time together, so she's probably sick of me. Now that you perceive the question and the answer, what did you want of me?
Confirmation. You didn't want to blow it?
You're getting a lot sharper. I'm sorry for having to pull it out of the woodwork and park it in front of you. The man needs to be stopped. He is a front. The reason that he is upset is the purpose of his lectures, his touring, his own paper, is to present the public and then go around and talk about it with the lie. Oh, they're getting ready, preparing you, and he has said that. For the coming of spacemen. Meanwhile, he's going to terrorize hell out of you. It is not what is said in the document. I used absolutely zero of his material that is not published elsewhere, including, I'm sorry, overly, the Jason Society. He is setting up, again, with Brad Steiger, Bud Hopkins, and I want you to know right now, and I want you on the phone as soon as you can get out of this meeting and find Ted and Sister, they are not to give one iota of information about this place, not a breath of it. I will tell you right now, they are in the midst of trying to figure out how to shut this down. And they're pretty sure a lawsuit won't do it, because it is filled from one cover to the other with truth. I don't like the press that is being utilized. Most of the drivel that is put into the journals that they publish is trash. You're not New Agers. I'm sorry that we have not had time to sit in the groups. Dorma has needed that kind of support. This is hard, heavy truth coming through to you ones. You are on the brink of being annihilated unnecessarily by the Soviet Union, who are thy direct fallen angels of Satan. And you've once again been lulled into your sleepiness by a nice friendly smile. The document that we have put out nails it exactly who it is, and we have backed it up in every document since. And Astar keeps referring back to these documents. Go check it out. We gave you nothing that could not be checked out in publications about your place now. Right down to digging shelters to save your life. And you picked them up, and I'm glad. I'm very pleased. I thank you. He knows that that document will discount everything that he tells. there isn't any way that a man could do research, come up with these kinds of projected conclusions, and not know very, very well what goes on. He is a major part of the cover-up. Let's terrify this world. Let's make it so that when they come and terrorize one of your cities, they can call it one of the alien craft. And this is where truth spread amongst the lies. You see, he said, the government will even, you know, set up a threat from the aliens. Oh, dear ones. But you have to start somewhere. I'm sure he is sick to his stomach. He's probably been throwing up. He's probably scared shitless. Perhaps that spit is. You'll have to recall that space gate,
the veil removed.
Removed the veil. But I'll tell you a peg now. I'm sorry about that, friends. I don't know how to buffer that. I gave him his clues. I put his name first. He would be one of the very top ones to discount Edward Meyer. And my greatest apology to you ones is that you have to do it blindly. I don't know how he's going to sue me anyway. And if it were not for Dorma, I would love to meet with him. I rather like to carve up ones like that. He's on the bandwagon. It's the big thing. I'm sure he didn't like it when I made Stan Friedman through the wall. Or the other misrepresenters. One by one, by name. He was terrified that his was going to come up on the list. If you're interested in saving your fellow man, you make sure information gets out to the public any way you can get it there. You don't sue someone for telling the truth. We will produce the document exactly as is. I prefer not to use the press with Orion. It will give you nothing but headaches. What I would prefer you do is publish them either yourself. Take them to Gilboyne. Mark would do it. But there's no purpose in it. There is something that you might want to do, and that would be to put a plastic, is that what you would call it, cover, clear cover, bound like Sister and Ted did it, I think is quite impressive. And you're not confused by covers. Be much less expensive to produce, and what you want is it out there so that you make a little bit of money off of it to keep yourself in the publishing business and keep yourself alive. It's time you were able to get some remuneration for all of this effort. And this is the honorable way to do it. you needed that kind of background so Ashtar could bring you the truth about what your government is doing, and that is setting you up to be blown away in an atomic war. They've already sold out to the Russians. They're just playing out their cards. You can already see it. They're using you. You continue to pour money into those countries that are communist. Everything is a front. The minute you have nothing left to give to them, and they have bled you dry, then it comes. If you think some nice Mr. Gorbachev going around smiling for the cameras all over the world has changed the basic belief system of Lucifer, Satan, the devil, you're wrong.
And
yes.
Last night on CNN, I saw they flashed a picture of a clock. It was about 1 minute to midnight. Underneath it, it says D-Day.
And you don't have any shelters. And this is the most horrendous lie. I cannot tell you. We wait for you. Every person in your country could survive if you have a shelter system. I will tell you this. God is not careless. We don't come after the fact. We have come in time if people will listen. There are enough upheavals to keep the Russians busy. They're trying to build their front so that everything that happens henceforth will look to be your fault. Because they have a much, much deadlier enemy. You are no enemy to them anymore. Your ones who want off and into security have made little paxies. You're not enemies anymore. You're allies in that. They don't have to have you as a friend or an enemy. You have to have them as a friend. They can blow you away in less than 30 minutes. You're dead. And they walk away with everything else in your hemisphere without a quarrel. They are the most merciless energies ever put on this planet. They are from Satan himself. It is the basic belief structure of that kind of government. I'm not talking about your Mr. Yablonsky, who is the Russian down the street. There are a lot of Russians who are Christians, better Christians than you ones who call yourself Christian. They've had to work for it harder. Nobody seems to remember these days about the 30 million Russians, the Russians killed. It makes 7 million Jews by the Nazi hand pay. The Antichrist does not change with a smiling face of one who touts Glasnost. And it is just as pathetic for those Russian people. They are just as blind. But Mr. Gorbachev listens to us. We've kept you alive so far. I don't know how long we can do that or how long we will be allowed to do that. I would hope if we can get the word out. The time is prime. And I'll tell you, Mr. Cooper doesn't want me following on. I will denounce him. I hereby denounce him. Further than that, I would appreciate it if the following week, at the following meeting, Sister hand out a book to everyone that can have it free of charge. They know their days are numbered. They're going to start fighting harder. This is a little preliminary. You will not have this trouble from the one struggling to save your asses from a nuclear holocaust beyond your belief. Without compressing dirt, 10 feet of dirt, 100% of your population will easily survive. And if you make your facilities good enough that you can live in there up to two weeks, you won't have one iota of radiation problem. Not even in handling the dead animals that have to be buried. You're getting absolutely exquisite perfection of input from Commander Ashton. You can always tell when a man speaks truth and when he is devoted to what he claims to be, and that is the goodness of his fellow man, to save his country. You don't sue someone for getting the truth out there unless it's the part of the truth that you had agreed never to tell without off-balancing it by terror of little gray space aliens. It just isn't so, friends. It just isn't so. When you have a planet at time of transition, no one is allowed to interfere. And any space person coming from any part of the cosmos to land upon your place and take advantage, they would have been annihilated by the Cosmic Council themselves. The cosmic laws apply to all cosmic creatures. No one would come into your place and terrorize you and make prisoners of you. You might willingly do it, and you might fall into the trap, but it would be your own ones who do it. I thank you, Overly. I would appreciate it if you tell them to close down, no contact, period. I think you should get all of the material back.
All right.
Explain it very carefully to Thedra so that she does not feel that, that there's anything personal involved, that you want no danger to them.
Would it be good to have Tit call Cooper and say that they're returning the materials to us?
Yes, that possibly so. That he wants
offer.
No part of it.
Right. Okay. I understand.
You've come a long way. You have come a long way. I hope you will understand that this will be another message for you, how dangerous it truly is. I have trouble getting that point across to you once. You feel very secure, very safe, you're not. Don't ever let your guard down, not for 5 minutes. You're not safe. He will be very slyly trying to find out who is this author. Well, I'd like to meet with his commander. No. Not until our books are out and there's protection and safety. What else? Rick has to go. I'm here for a minute, so I'm sorry it has been so long. Information has to go forward. And I hope that you can understand the sequence that it had to come. You have to build a belief system into truth. And then when Ashtar brings you something as simple as backyard blast shelters, you're going to go through some incredible earth upheavals. They'll be invaluable to you all the way through now. And he accepts that, and he is in your sector permanently now, except for short trips. I don't mean that he is not elsewhere ever. He has a massive job. It's very serious.
What are your thoughts about getting this material to ones like to determine? It's hard to know, it's hard to discriminate who would be good.
Well, if you can find a way to get it, you can get it to anybody you can find. You will find out very shortly. If it goes to ones and they're not to have it, they won't bother to read it. And ones like Bill Cooper will offer to sue you. Sue who? Sue for what? That's a bluff. That's a bluff, because if he ever managed to get Dorma into a courtroom and she had written everything, they don't have a case. All I would have to do is cite the same references he cited. Has nothing to do with that document. I discounted his truth because it's a lie. And something has got to be done to make this a friendly encounter, or you will never get help in time. And ones like Bill Cooper and Brad Steiger, who go around with their hocus pocus, telling you that the aliens are going to come in here and suck your enzymes, you really have a problem. But it certainly will take your mind off your government trying to kill you off. They've sold you out. And they will call you traitor. We have to wake up the masses. Quite frankly, we have to give them something better to do for the afternoon or evening than snort coke. And maybe saving their country might be a good place to start. This does not mean,
and this is for Doma, that we're going to ease up one iota. I'm sorry, it's requiring her 10 hours a day. And the rest of you, all the extra time to put them together. We have to have them. This one, of course, is absolutely the most critical. Because that is your life source. And even if you don't get your money out of the bank, or your business into corporations, you can survive. Albeit badly. This is what ones don't realize. They say, I could not survive anyway. Without this and this and this and this, I'd soon be dead. Well, friends, the bad, sad part is when it all collapses, you're going to live worse than that. It's going to make a good nuclear war look pretty good. It's a critical, serious time. And I'm indebted. I'm indebted that without question, you pick up your work and you go about it. And I don't mean to infer that I get no questions. And total clearance. I am so appreciative. I am so proud, really. That is one problem we do not have. Dorma clears her space, asks her questions, and then obediently sits there and writes what we give her. And every now and then the flag comes up. You see, she really didn't miss it. She didn't understand it. She didn't cross me. But today it makes sense. You have to know that we can see farther. And it's not to keep you in the dark. It's not to make your life miserable. Some things are better off for you not to know. And we had to pull him out. And we did. And you can see it. So I suggest you just suck all that stuff back. Anything that Iran has. Anything at the press. And since Ted is going to be gone, ask him if he would rather feel more comfortable to have it here. Quite frankly, now I'm a little uncomfortable about the disc sitting around. Ask him to tend them carefully where they will not be just laying around anywhere.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it'll already be into Orion's computer. It's all right. Just close it down. Just allow them to tell him that it's all shut down.
She may elect to erase it herself just to avoid that.
Oh, no. No one ever does that openly, I'll tell you, until you get into the courtroom and you wish you had.
Okay.
And then you're going to have... How many tapes do you think you have of good old Hatton? When they say Hatton, I bet. My dear, your 2 years are going to pay off. I'll bet some space commander. Who is a space commander, Hatton? That's another clue. He would have been doing somersaults to meet with me if he had honorable intent.
Let me turn the tape.